the help of the Lord and the guidance of his Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to the book of Jude. It's only one chapter. The book of Jude, just before Revelations. Jude was a servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James. He changed his name from Judas to Jude because of the stipulations with what happened in the betrayal of Jesus Christ by Judas Iscariot. So evidently Jude had heard of some troubling things among the churches and prompted him to give this warning. So we'll turn to the book of Jude, and we'll begin with the first verse. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord, our God, into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto the darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Jude was speaking about the false prophets that were coming in. He talked about the people in Egypt, that when the Lord went up onto the mountain, that they began to worship idols, and they build a golden calf. And because of this, God destroyed a lot of those people. And even his own angels, it says in verse 6, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. So the enemy has a great tongue. He knows how to manipulate the word. He manipulates it in many ways. He uses the truth, but he turns it around. He tried it with Jesus Christ when he was tempting him. And each time, Jesus came back with the Word of God. You and I, dear ones, we know the Word of God. Keep it in your hearts. Use it every day, because there are many false teachers, as he says here. These false teachers try to come in. They use deception. They use things to make you think it's okay to do this and it's okay to do that. Dear ones, you know the Word of God. Keep that Word in your hearts. Use it every day. Don't let the enemy trick you, because he will try. Many strange ideas have crept into the world, into different things. When I remember in 9/11, when that tragedy struck our country, the churches were full. People were praying. Why? Because they were afraid we were going to be invaded, that things were going to happen, and the churches just, people went in to pray and search out the scripture and try to get as close to God as they can. But when things are fine, when things are going well, many people forget God. They take the Bible and they put it over here. The little girl was helping her mother clean the house. And they were cleaning everything, and she went to the Bible and she dusted off the Bible. And she says, "Mom, what is this?" She says, "That's the Bible. That's God's book." And the little girl says, "Well, Mother, why don't you give it back to him? We never use it." Understandable? Yes. We let it collect dust instead of taking the words and putting them in our hearts. Dear ones, we have to be so careful. These are the last days. The enemy is seeking out whom he may devour, and he's not stopping for anything. He's not stopping. So we shouldn't stop either. We should grab onto the Lord and hold on tight and say, "Lord, don't let me go. I may let go, but don't you let me go. Hold on to me, Lord. Don't let the enemy come in. Don't let him put doubts in my mind. Don't let him do these things." Why? Because he's going to try. If he could trick the angels into believing that he was as powerful as God, how much more could he do to us? Yes, dear ones, false prophets, false teachings, they're all over the world. Now we even hear that these bookstores, these biblical bookstores have been closing. Because they say, well, they can go online and get them and do this and that. But I used to enjoy just going in and looking through the different books and looking through the things in there. Now you just go on the computer and boom, 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 you got it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. You probably can get it cheaper. But let's not put God on the back burner. Let's not put him back. Let's bring him ahead. Even in our prayer meetings on Sunday morning, we're just a few. Dear ones, God wants us to join together, to hold fast to the Word of God and pray. Prayer touches our Lord. Prayer is needed in the church. I mentioned it before. Yes, Lord can move mountains. God can move a mountain. But dear ones, he might do it his way and move one stone at a time. He's going to see how much you're going to obey him. So he'll move it, but he'll move it slowly and see what you're going to do. Are you going to contain what you have in the Word of God and follow him? Or are you just going to go about lackadaisical? Our God is a loving God. And we were called according to his purpose. We were called. And in Timothy, we read in verse 8 and 9, just to tell us that we are not to change things. "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling." A holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He knew us before we ever knew him, before we were even formed in the womb. He knew us, and he called us. We are the called. Don't you feel privileged to know that you were called by God? I feel so privileged. And I know I'm not worthy. None of us are worthy of God's love. But he does love you, dear ones. He loves us so much. So much so that he sent his son to die for us. So much so that he was willing to take that cross. Not my will, but thine be done, Lord, Jesus said. He didn't want to go in the Garden of Gethsemane. He cried. He cried bitter tears. He knew what was going to happen, that they were going to take him and whip him and put him on the cross, nail his hands and feet, put a crown of thorns on his head, and have the people that he was trying to save spit on him. Why? Why would anybody go through this? Because of love. Love for you and I. Love that passes all understanding. There is nothing that God won't do for us. Jude continues to talk about things that we should be careful what we do with the word. Now, if you'll turn with me to, well, it'll come up on the screen anyhow, so you really don't have to. But turn to Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 18 and 19. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Not to change one dot of the I or cross of the T. Nothing is to be changed in the Word of God. The devil tries to do this. The devil will try to take away and make you understand something. And you might say to yourself, well, gee, that sounds pretty good. Read the Word of God. Let God make you understand that what the enemy is teaching you is how to go backwards. He wants company when he goes to hell. Yes. Company. Well, we want to be in the company of angels and our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father. Let us continue to work for the things of God. Place your faith in God. Continue to work for the things of God. Like I say, in the world there are false teachers. Substitute for embracing the God of our truth. And then last but not least, God's words remind us that the enemy is already defeated. The one who is in us is greater than the one in the world. We have a great God, a God who is willing to to take the cross for us. And every time we slide back, we make him feel the pains of the cross. Let's keep moving forward. Let's keep pressing on toward that mark of the high calling. The high calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. He called us, dear ones. We are the called according to his purpose. This holy calling is for all of us. We must continue to pray. We must continue to work for the things of God, because the enemy wants to destroy us. He will use any means possible. You and I have to walk and press on toward the mark. Press on. Don't be discouraged. When you see empty seats, don't be discouraged. He tells us where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. So we know he's here today. We know he's here for you and I. So let's continue to work for the things of the Lord and continue to read his word and understand it so that the enemy or anyone can trick us into believing something else. He loves you, dear ones. He loves you so much. In the name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down and thank the Lord for the service and for the word.